everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. Every weekend, we're here, we're doing life together, and as always, we're just really glad you've joined us. So how you doing, Chris? You having a good week?
I'm not sure. I saw a bumper sticker today on a car, and didn't make me angry, but I was offended.
Yeah, there are a lot of those bumper stickers that can be quite offensive, actually, if you're looking at them.
I didn't like it at all.
So what'd you do with that?
I'm not sure. I think we need to flesh that out and talk about that today.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities today to be offended and to just to get upset. And in some cases, we've completely lost our sense of civility when it comes to dealing with other people. And it's easy to be angry and not work through these problems. So let me ask you, has someone offended you lately?
Well, not lately, but I can think of a few times in my life when I've really been offended by somebody, or somebody has hurt me deeply,
right,
and I've had to work through that feeling of betrayal or hurt and try to get to a place of forgiveness. It hasn't been easy all the time. How about you?
Yeah, you have to work through it. I think the word is work. It takes a lot of effort to work through these feelings of being offended.
Yeah, so we want to make that a point in our conversation today, because when you don't work through offense or anger, you're left with unforgiveness. And unforgiveness, unfortunately, has the downside of physical problems as well as the way it impacts your mood and your spiritual life. For example, Chris, forgiveness has been found to be good for your heart. One study from the Journal of Behavioral Medicine associated forgiveness with lower heart rates, lower blood pressure, and stress relief. And another one from the University of Tennessee and the University of Wisconsin attributed forgiveness to fewer medical diagnoses associated with chronic conditions and fewer physical symptoms from illness.
Well, if forgiveness is so good for us, why does it seem to be so hard to do?
I know. So it does have a lot of benefits. So that's what we're saying here. But it is difficult sometimes to let go. And usually it's because of the deep hurt that we feel. But it's going to be essential to really push yourself to a place of forgiveness if you're going to live a healthy life.
Well, say more about walking around with unforgiveness, because it seems like we have a lot of that in not only individual people, but also in families and in our culture.
I know, and unforgiveness can really be powerful. I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, healthcare. Maybe this is one of the roots of why people are feeling so sick all the time, because when we refuse to forgive those who have wronged us, we ironically and, you know, sort of in a powerful way, we're going to hurt ourselves through that process.
Well, to your point, there's a quote from Lewis Smedes who once said, "Forgiving is the only way to be fair to yourself." So what does that mean?
Yeah, I like that. To be fair to yourself. Let's think about what happens when you keep unforgiveness. Would it be fair to you that the person who hurt you once is really being allowed to continue to hurt you, even if it's you doing that in your mind? Have you ever thought about it that way?
When you put it that way, it's interesting.
Yeah, so when you refuse to forgive, you're giving the person who hurt you the chance to keep doing it to you over and over and over.
And you know, there's scientific evidence that talks about the power of forgiveness, even unrelated to faith.
I know. So I think it's just almost, it's not funny because there's nothing funny about this topic, but it is interesting that science has taken a long time to catch up with what the Bible has said.
Right.
And for years, I have friends who tried to publish in this area of the area of forgiveness, and the scientific journals wouldn't take their publications. But now there's been so much research on this in terms of the benefits of this. There was a study that was done in Northern Ireland, and they looked at adults who had lost family members to the bloodshed that they had during all the wartime. And in that study, they found that people who would forgive became less angry, more optimistic, compassionate, and self-confident, and they also carried around less stress.
Wow, so that does sound powerful then. And speaking of which, forgiveness even affects your ability to problem solve. Say more about that.
So here's another interesting study that I found. So this is looking at the effects of forgiveness on the brain. And what they did is they used the MRI machine to really look and see what's going on in the brain of people that would forgive other people. So they scanned their brains. And what they found is that there was an increase in the frontal lobe of the brain. This is the zone of the brain that's responsible for problem solving and complex thought. And so what happens is that if you forgive, that part of your brain functions better.
I read an interesting headline. It said, "You might as well learn to forgive because the offense will never stop."
That's so true.
But hanging on to bitterness puts you in a mental prison.
Wow. So whether you believe you're living in the end times or not, you know, a lot of people say, you know, is it just worse because there's so much anger, there's so much unforgiveness, there's so much bitterness, like you just talked about. You know, it does say in the Bible, in 2 Timothy, in the last days, that people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, without love, unforgiving. It's in that list, Chris. Slanderous. And so if this is true, it's practically inevitable that we're going to be hurt, we're going to be offended, we're going to have problems. And we are seeing, I think, would you agree with this, an escalation and all that?
Yeah, people seem to be a little more heightened.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just that I'm getting older or if it really is that people are getting angry and more upset. I do think that's the case because we're taking God more out of our culture. So, you know, we're told to forgive. We're told that we have to deal with all this offense. And that's one of the reasons we're talking about this so much today.
You know, another area that is often tough is to forgive ourselves. Forgiving yourself is why so many of us struggle.
Yeah, so the Bible really talks about how God doesn't hold on to any record or any wrongdoing that we do. It is true when people have trouble forgiving themselves, there's a lot of thoughts that pop into their head that are very accusing. Sometimes we hold on to guilt, or we can't believe we made a mistake or we did something that was really bad. But if we allow that to keep going on and on in our mind, it's going to rob us of not only joy, but it really goes against the idea that God has given us a freedom and we don't need to keep wallowing in that unforgiveness that we have towards ourselves. There's nothing that you can do to really hinder God's forgiveness if you repent from that. You know, whatever it is you've done, you've got to repent. But think about Paul in the Bible. He was going around killing Christians, and he wrote most of the New Testament. And then King David had murder and adultery in his list of sins, but he was eventually called a man after God's own heart. So if we think this through, Paul and David didn't really look back, and they weren't like struggling with, oh, I can't let go of this. You know, I'm not worthy of the calling of God. I'm just so bad. You know, they didn't do that, did they, Chris? They just moved forward.
Right.
And said, okay, God has forgiven me. I am not going to let this get in the way of the things that God has called me to do. I think we have to reboot our mind that way and say, if God really says it's gone, and we need to move forward.
You know, Dr. Linda, when it comes to forgiveness, we have something on today's show, a good way to test ourselves to see how well we understand it. It's called the Forgiveness Quiz. In the next segment, we'll get into that and take the quiz. It would be good for all of us to be on the same page with our understanding of forgiveness. And for those of faith, lead the way when it comes to forgiving others.
Yeah, we should be the people who lead the way, shouldn't we?
We should.
But yeah, I know it's hard. I mean, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, but it's still hard to forgive people when that comes up. So I think we talked about that even the secular community has seen how powerful this is. Listen to this quote. Forgiveness is the act of compassionately releasing the desire to punish someone or yourself for an offense. It's a state of grace. Nothing you can force or pretend. There are no shortcuts. That was written by somebody who doesn't have any faith perspective. Mm-hmm. And then here's the one I really like. This is by Francis Fragapan. I think I said that name right. It's a difficult name to pronounce. This is really, really a great quote. Forgiveness is the very spirit of heaven, removing the hiding places of demonic activity from the caverns of the human soul. It is every wrong made right and every evil made void. The power released in forgiveness is actually a mighty weapon in the war to save our cities.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
Today we're talking about forgiveness on the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and stay with us as we take a short break. Coming up next, the Forgiveness Quiz.
Is every spare minute of your life filled with some activity, event, or demand? If so, you could be suffering from a very common American disease. It's called overcommitment, and it has seeped into every area of our lives. I'm Dr. Linda, the relationship doctor, and yes, I'll admit it, I've fallen prey to overcommitment in my life just like I imagine you have. Saying no occasionally is the best defense against overcommitment. But if it's too late and you're already overcommitted, here's a little tip to help you make it through. In the busiest days, you can still stop and take 5 just for yourself. When your heart is racing and your thoughts are whirling inside your head, your effectiveness just plummets. But if you'll pause right in the middle of all the hubbub, maybe close your eyes, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that the current task will be completed, you'll feel an immediate sense of relief. Then you can head back into the job at hand with renewed focus and energy. And when the next chance comes to overcommit, it comes your way, you can work on your priorities by just saying, hey, no.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and today we're talking about the power of forgiveness, and we have a 10-question quiz to test your knowledge and understanding about forgiveness. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you to check out Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com. There you will find her blogs and books, and you can connect on social media. An easy way to know what she is writing about each day is to follow her on Twitter, at Dr. Linda Mental, and you can do the same on Facebook. And if you need more help with anger and unforgiveness, get her book, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness. Dr. Linda, talk about that book a minute, because it's been a really big seller.
It has. It's been one of my biggest sellers, actually, of a book. But it's a pocket-sized one. It's part of that Breaking Free series that we sometimes talk about on the show. And it is a book that has biblical instruction about how to deal with anger and unforgiveness, but then psychological help as well. So it's been very popular. It's easy to read, short, pocket-sized. So it's a great resource.
It's probably indicative, then, that forgiveness is a real problem that lots of us struggle with.
Yeah, it is. It really is, because it wouldn't be such a big seller if that was the case, right?
Right. Well, today on the program, we're talking about the forgiveness quiz and how to understand forgiveness. And are you ready to begin?
I am. Let's go to it.
Let's do question number one. True or false? Forgiveness is an option based on our feelings.
So that would be false, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's a command in Scripture. It's not really an option. It's an act of obedience to God. So I've got a Scripture for that. And I've got a Scripture actually for all of these, Chris. So we're not just giving our opinion here. So Mark 11:25 says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you and your sins.
Wow. It's almost like your prayers are a little hampered if you have unforgiveness in your heart.
So it's not an option.
Right. Question number two, true or false? Forgiveness is a good idea when someone deserves it.
False. Because none of us deserve forgiveness, yet God gave it to us.
Right.
So here's one of the headlines from the Charleston shooting. Remember that, when a white racist murdered 9 black worshipers at a Charleston church?
Right, in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes. Yeah. Remember, their legacy is going to live in the love that they showed, not the hate. This is what the headline said. The shooter got something unexpected Friday at his first court hearing. Forgiveness. And that whole thing was so powerful to watch how those people forgave.
Listen to these powerful statements from the victims' families. We have no room for hate, so we have to forgive, said Bethany Middleton Brown. I also thank God that I won't be around when your judgment comes from him. You took something very precious from me, she said, her voice cracking. I'll never talk to her ever again. I'll never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you and have mercy on your soul. You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people. But God forgives you, and I forgive you.
Wow. Huh. I mean, I am amazed. But we know that that's because of the power of Christ in those people,
that's right.
They were even able to do that. Here's another one. I think a lot of people are familiar with the movie Unbroken and the life of Louis Samborini, who was the World War II survivor. So he gave a very similar kind of approach to forgiveness. In a letter to the prison guard who tortured him, so remember, this was the Olympic runner turned war hero. Mm. He wrote, the post-war nightmares caused my life to crumble, but thanks to a confrontation with God, I committed my life to Christ. Love replaced the hate I had for you. Christ said, forgive your enemies and pray for them. That's powerful. He was a prisoner of war and almost didn't survive. And here's another one that was reported from a reporter that was covering a story about a pastor in Iraq. And he said, I listened to a recorded phone call with a pastor in Iraq. Islamic State terrorists had encircled his city, and he expected they would soon be headed to his church to enforce his murderous hatred upon him and the church members. So they were getting ready for a big, you know, a big attack. And this is what the reporter said. Through tears, the Iraqi Christian prayed these words to his God. ISIS doesn't know what they are doing, so please forgive them. So Luke 6:37 says, do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
Let's move on to question number three. Again, true or false, forgiveness is rewarded by God.
That one is true. So when we choose to honor God and live by kingdom principles, we're going to get rewarded. Hmm. So that's a good thing to remind ourselves of that, right? Proverbs 25:21-22 says, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you."
Strong words from the book of Proverbs. Let's move on to question 4, true or false. Forgiveness requires other people to confess or make up.
That's actually false because it doesn't matter what the other person does, right? Forgiveness is an individual act that we choose regardless of what the other person's action is. So we have control over this.
But forgiveness is often a process.
It is. So you have to sometimes just declare forgiveness. You might say, "I forgive," and then put the person's name in that or the group or whoever offended you, and then name the offense of what you're forgiving somebody. Don't say when you pray, "Oh God, I want to forgive." You know, just say you forgive that person.
Right.
Now, that might take you time to go through the process of forgiveness. And, you know, it may be that you feel some strong emotions and that you're automatically not going to feel great at that moment. But if you choose forgiveness, you're eventually going to have those emotions and those feelings catch up.
I think it's important to stop in this for a minute and let that sink in, that forgiveness doesn't always happen right away. And that doesn't make a bad person. It's just your human nature and in need of God's transforming power.
Yeah. So the more that you're struggling with that, the more you ask God to help you with it because his power is very strong. Listen to this story of a father and his son in Spain, Chris. This was a great story. So the two of them had become very angry and bitter towards each other. And the son finally left home. He ran away. And so his father began to search for him, but he was unable to find him anywhere that he looked. And after frantically searching, the father came to the end of his resources, didn't know what to do, sat down. He was very sad. He was in a coffee shop, and suddenly he had this idea. So he put an ad in the Madrid newspaper. The ad said something like this: "Dear Paco, meet me in front of the men's clothing store at 2 p.m. on Friday. You are forgiven. I love you, your father." Well, on Friday at 2 p.m., 800 Pacos showed up. They were all looking for forgiveness and love from their fathers. Wow. So how important is it to seek forgiveness, to offer forgiveness to one another? It can be so, so powerful. And we keep saying that because these stories really do demonstrate how powerful it is. Colossians 3:13 says, "Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you."
Let's move on to question 5. Dr. Linda, true or false, forgiveness is tough to do in the natural. So I think we may have just given that answer away.
Yeah, we have. Actually, we know that's true. Forgiveness is not a natural response. It really does take the power of the Holy Spirit in you to treat someone kindly who has treated you really poorly.
And Romans 7:18-19 confirms that because it says, "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me," that is, in my sinful nature, "for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out." Then verse 19 says, "For I do not do the good that I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep doing."
That's a really powerful scripture that I've said to, you know, over and over when I'm struggling with something, right? Mm. Because the sin nature in us has to be put down. So God gives us that divine power to forgive. And because we have received his forgiveness, we need to be giving that to other people. You know, Chris, forgiveness really defeats the darkness. On a big scale, that resurrection power of Jesus is what we really need in our culture today. Nothing, I don't think anything can defeat the greatness and the glory that there is in one act of forgiveness.
So it would be a good idea then to ask yourself on a regular basis if you are holding on to unforgiveness.
So I think of that scripture in Psalm 139 that says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way that's everlasting."
So we have to look into our own hearts and deal with our human nature when it comes to unforgiveness. Well, today on the Dr. Linda Mental Show, we're talking about unforgiveness, and we are taking the forgiveness quiz. We will work our way through the rest of that quiz right after the break.
The news these days is full of so many sad, depressing, or downright frightening things that cause us to go through our days with frowns on our faces and a cloud over our hearts. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, the Relationship Doctor, and I've got a suggestion for you to help ward off the heaviness that you might be feeling. The Bible is clear. Laughter does good like a medicine. One clear antidote for heaviness is to increase the laughter in your life. While my friend was battling cancer, she made it a regular habit to watch all the wonderful old comedy movies she could find. Laughing with her husband allowed them both to enjoy a rush of endorphins and precious moments together. Now, I'm not telling you that laughter alone will solve everything, but it will clear out the gloom. Reading God's Word and living in His promise is our best armor. But having a good laugh every day will help keep your focus off those things you can't control. It'll cut down on your wrinkles and increase your trust in the God who rules your world and the world around you.
This is the Dr. Linda Mentals Show, and let me remind you to check out Dr. Linda's books and blogs. Just go to her website, drlindamental.com, and follow her on social media. There are so many great blogs on her website, drlindamental.com. And if you want a one-stop shop to find everything you need and sign up for her free e-newsletter, go to her website, drlindamental.com, and check out her book, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness, which is a great tie into what we're talking about today, Dr. Linda. We're taking the forgiveness quiz.
That's right.
We're on number six, true or false. Forgiveness is reconciliation.
So that would be false because it only takes one person to forgive, but it does take two to reconcile. Mm. Now, God wants us to do both. So He wants us to be reconciled to one another, but it's not always possible if somebody won't try and won't do it with you, but you can forgive.
You can at least take care of business that involves you.
That's right. Mm.
Question number seven, true or false, forgiveness is not saying that what the person did to you was okay.
That's true. It is not saying that. It's not excusing. It's not approving of inappropriate behavior or saying that what the person did to you didn't hurt or was deeply offensive. But you got to be honest with yourself. You've got to look at your own emotional response. You may be feeling angry or sad or let down or disappointed. And it's not wrong to have those emotions. Mm. We don't want to ever imply that because those are natural emotions. But it's what you do with those emotions that can be problematic. So make sure there's no offensive way in you. And make sure you're understanding that forgiving someone is not saying what they did was okay.
Question number seven. Forgiveness is minimizing the hurt or wrong that was done to you.
That is false because forgiveness is saying that the person did hurt you badly, probably, mm-hmm. and that one of the reasons that you're choosing to forgive is so that you can release that power the person is having over you. So it doesn't say that at all. It's really important in this process, as I'm thinking about this, to really pray and let God know how you feel during all of this. And to have your focus be on His faithfulness in this and not get so focused on what's going on with the other person. I find that hard to do. I just want to focus on how bad they are rather than what I need to do in that time of yielding and letting the Holy Spirit work in me and really coming to a place of forgiveness.
The issue of forgiveness really exacerbates our human nature, doesn't it?
It really does. And there's a scripture in Psalm that says, "Oh Lord, my God, I call to you for help and you healed me." Mm-hmm. So again, we're talking about the importance of forgiveness in our own healing.
Well, let's move on to question number eight. Forgiveness is pardoning the offense.
Oh, false, false, false. So we're not saying that. Okay. What the person did to you may be horrible, undeserved, right, and ungodly, right? So forgiving that person doesn't take away from that wrongness of action. But what happens if you hold on to that unforgiveness and you won't get healed, you won't move forward in this. So it's really blocking you and hurting you.
Have I ever told you that this program is convicting for me as well?
I know. I read through this too, and I keep thinking of all the people where I'm holding on to a little bit of wishing that something bad would happen to them. And I know that means I really need to go back and deal with this.
Right. So let me ask you this one. What does it mean to bless the offender?
Oh, that's a hard one. It doesn't mean that you really have to say, "Oh, you're wonderful. This person is so great." But you do pray and you say, "God, bless them." As you extend grace to them and you extend forgiveness to them, your prayer should really be that they get healed and that they have a life that begins to turn to God and for God to do things in their life. So you can pray for that blessing. It's hard to do that sometimes, but I think that's where we have to move.
Here's question number nine. Forgiveness allows for revenge.
No, no, no. False. That would be false. Only God brings vengeance, right? Mm. So the scripture we all may know is, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord. So we've got to release our judgment on that person and let God deal with that person.
Okay, well, we've made our way through almost the entire quiz. Here's the last question. Forgiveness is to be continuously offered.
That is very true. And it doesn't matter. It might matter to us in terms of the person, but it doesn't matter how many times the person has offended us or hurt us, because we're supposed to forgive every single time. So let me read this from Luke 17:3-4. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times comes back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. So you have to forgive them according to Scripture, no matter how many times they do that.
For each one of these questions in the quiz, you are able to tie a scripture to it.
Right.
Scripture talks a lot about forgiveness.
It does. Because it's something we need to do to get healing in our lives.
Mm. Well, Dr. Linda, as we wrap up the program today, leave us with a few wrap-up thoughts and then a prayer.
Here's a quote from someone named Dudley Hall. And I thought, again, this was really powerful. We have been sent into the world to implement the rule of God on earth. So there's a mission that we have, right? Where there is discord, we are to replace it with harmony. Where there is hatred, we are to replace it with agape. Where there is offense simmering into a murderous conflict, we are to replace it with forgiveness. When we choose to forgive, we invade the realm of darkness and defeat those dark forces with the power of a resurrected life. And so as we close our time today, I'd really love to pray with all of us. We probably all need to pray. I need to pray this prayer myself. So let's end with a prayer, Chris. Dear Lord, I thank you for the power of forgiveness, and I choose to forgive everyone who has hurt me. Help me, and then put the person's name in who has maybe offended you. Help me, their name, release them to you. Help me bless those who have hurt me. Help me walk in righteousness, peace, and joy, demonstrating your life on earth. I choose to be kind and compassionate, forgiving others just as you forgave me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have today. Many thanks to our producer and social media director, Norm Mintel, our engineer, and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who always makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.